Allison, thanks for joining us. You're based in Minnesota, but in short order, you're headed to Oklahoma. This is the first time that our listeners are hearing about the Local Lore Project and your specific project titled Invisible Nations. Can you tell us about what the project is and what you'll be doing?
My Invisible Nations project will connect KOSU and your listeners to the Native communities in greater Oklahoma. And what I mean by that is it's stories that we don't often hear on the news. Oftentimes when we hear news about Native America, it's really about tragedy and loss and hardship. And I think that listeners, public radio listeners, deserve better, and they deserve to know more about the complexity of the lives of the people in Oklahoma that they're really affected by, that they're, that their history is really interwoven in with.
And so tell me, why is the project called Invisible Nations?
There are Native American sovereign tribes everywhere, and yet I feel like we don't really see them. We live with the places of name places and landmarks, and they're native names. They're native places, and we don't really connect that. And so it's sort of invisible to us.
And one of the things that we know about these communities, and that you know because you are a member of a tribal nation in California, is that relationships are such an important part of storytelling in the Native community. Can you tell me a little bit about why it's so important and how that's going to make your storytelling in Oklahoma richer?
You know, one of the reasons why I wanted to do this project, why I proposed this project, was because of the work I do here in Minnesota and the tribal nation that I worked with, that I worked with and still work with up on the Boise Fort Band of Chippewa, which is like the northwestern corner of Minnesota. And the only reason I'm able to work up there is because I built a lot of relationships with people in the community. I met the people at the radio station who introduced me to their aunties and their elders and people who were doing important work in the community. And it was only then that I was able to really gather the rich stories, the rich history of the tribe that I couldn't get anywhere else if I had, gone to the Historical Society and looked it up. It's like, though the only way to tell those rich stories, like you said, is being in the community and making relationships. You mentioned that I'm a member of a California Indian nation, and I made a video about my grandmother and the relationships that she had and the kind of person that she was. And I think I'll bring those skills and those things that I've learned and experienced, here in Minnesota and in California to Oklahoma. And I we've already started building some relationships, like with Brian Pollard, with Sterling Harjo, with Rita Scott. And, just by really listening and really being present, I think is very important. And I think that's the key to good radio, and it's the key to good journalism, and it's the key to making this project really engaging for your listeners.
And we're hoping to make this a sustainable project where we can continue to build upon those relationships over a long period of time. And one of the things that is great about this project is it's a way for people to be involved. So if people do want to submit story ideas or to submit people that they think that you should talk to, how should they go about doing that?
Oh, that's a great, I'm so glad you mentioned that, because crowdsourcing and input is a really big part of this project. And it's the one of the things that's going to make this project successful. And it goes back to what I just said about relationships and connections. So there will be a Facebook page. There is going to be a Facebook page called Invisible Nations. And so people should like that page. People should and submit their ideas there. We're going to have a Twitter account at Invisible Nations. They can also go onto the KOSU website and submit their ideas there. They can email me at allison@kosu.org. And that's Allison with two L's. They can listen in, they can log on, they can connect with us on those social media sites. So, and we will be out there in the community too.
All right, Allison. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, and we're excited to have you in Oklahoma in just a few days.